Good afternoon. I'm Goran, the Chorus Call operator for this conference. Welcome to the Valora Publication Annual Report 2008 conference call. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Dr. Thomas Fullmuller and Mr. Lorenzo Trezzini. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Hello, everybody. This is Thomas Fullmuller, and I'm assisted by Lorenzo Trezzini.
Hello.
Our new CFO. We're all doing this the first time and presenting annual results, so please excuse in case we do something wrong this first time. Well, I would like to go with you relatively quickly through the presentation we have you have on hand, and then would like to start on page number 5, which is the executive summary. If we go back and look back at the year 2008, we have to say it was a very successful year. We had a top-line growth of about 4%, and if you take forex exchanges out, we are even nearly 6% on top of 2007. In terms of the EBIT, we are at 63 million, which is exactly within our guidance that we have given in September, which was between 62 and 64. We also have the 25 million restructuring cost, which brings us down to 38 million in EBIT. Our balance sheet is very healthy. Again, we have a 45% equity ratio, and we have a net liquidity first time of 6 million. So 2008 was a very solid year, and what was more important, what's even better, that our strategy is well running. Valora for Success it is called, as you're probably aware of, and we are looking for areas, which is the blue competence area, the green growth area, the yellow productivity efficiency area, and the red people area, and we talk about this in just a second. And overall, we are very good away in our core business, especially in our kiosk business, where we have new assortments or either running or in test right now. We are doing new prices there. We have a new format, which is called Press and Books, and we will talk about it later on. Our growth activity in convenience is running very good. We want to have 100 FX stores this year, and so far we are well ahead. We have 2 stores now open, which are our pilots for our rollout. Our logistics project is all on green. We are changing the location of our logistics. We are changing our system and having a new system instead of 17 old systems or 19 old systems. And we will have a new press distribution system working by the end of this year. And everything is in budget and in time. And again, the restructuring cost of 25 million is all we need. We are sure we won't need more for bringing Valora for success, which will mean more or less 3.5 billion francs in 2012 and a 3-4% EBIT margin. So the outlook we are very confident in spite of the adverse situation in the world economy right now. We feel that Valora is in very good shape also in 2009, that we will reach the promised 70 million EBIT, which would be a EBIT margin of 2.3%, that the strategic program will show its main effects in the second half of this year, and we will have a ramp-up effect, which brings up then to 2.7% EBIT margin, which is something between 85 and 90 million in next year. And then 80% of all the strategy programs will be in place by next year. So this is the executive overview. Let me give you a short overview of the numbers on page number 6. Here again you see that we reached net revenues of 2.9 billion, which is 3.9% higher than the year before. We have an EBIT of 63 million Swiss francs, which is 7% higher than in 2007, excluding restructuring costs, obviously. An EBIT margin before restructuring costs of 2.2%, which is 10 basis points higher than 2007, and we have a net income of 65 million, The equity cover, every equity ratio is equity cover is 45.1%, which is more or less the same as the year before. I think there was 0.1, 10 percentage points higher than 2008. Was I think it was 45.2, correct? I think, yeah. And the net liquidity of 6 million, which is the first time, and we have a 50% higher position here. Well, overall, we are in good shape to reach our targets, which you see on page number 7 with our strategy program. We want to have a 3 to 5% sales increase in the next years, and we will want to reach until 2012 a 3 to 4% EBIT margin. The sales increase we had in this bracket, if you take out Forex exchanges, we were even higher. And the EBIT margin of 2.2% is a good first step in the right direction. Let me go now into the strategy program. And what we have done in the company is that we have identified 13 initiatives, which are the core initiatives for reaching our targets. We won't go through all of them. I want to go with you only briefly to some very important ones. And if you have questions to the others, you can ask me later on the other initiatives. The first one I would like to go to is our format optimization. We have decided last year is that we want to stop the proliferation of the Kakios brand and having a Kakios bistro and Kakios snack and other things. We want to have a kiosk, which is a kiosk. We want to have a convenience store, which is food-driven. We want a press and bookstore, which is more a dwell-time store. And we want to have a retail brand, which is our Italian coffee bar brand, Caffè Spettacolo. These are the four brands we want to internationalize. These are the four brands we want to work with. Those formats are defined. We have finalized the concept of press and books, and I'll show you later some pictures. And we have already two pilot stores running now. Very well, only they run since Friday, so it's too early to call. But we are very hopeful they will do a good job, and we all feel very confident that this is a great achievement. We also, in current negotiation, to sub-rent those areas of those kiosks which are too big, which we cannot transfer into an AVEC or a PNB store, and we have some discussions going on there. On page number 10, you see those four formats again, and you only see here you see the formats with their claims: treat yourself for K kiosk, feeling fresh 365 days a year for AVEC, thought for the journey for PNB, and this Italian, I hope I pronounced it correctly, I migliori siamo noi for Caffè Spettacolo. Let me go on page number 11, which is another core initiative, which is obviously optimizing the assortment within the kiosk business. This is one of the key levers to really profit, to make more profitable our kiosk business. And you're aware of this is the single point of making the Valora group results change around. What we will have done, we have done things on the product side, we have done things on the price side, and also on the layout side. On the product side, we have done first rearrangements. We have given press more place. We have taken out some non-food products which were not turning or even losing money. We are testing a lot of other things right now, and we are very comfortable and very hopeful that by mid of this year, we will have a totally new assortment, a significant new assortment going in the kiosk. What we also see is that we will have new services, like we are now entering in ticketing in Zurich here, so we will enter more service. We have a lot of negotiations in the service area, which we believe is one of the key levers to get up margins, get up revenues in the kiosk business. The second lever is the price issue, and we have done some testing on the airport in Zurich on raising prices instead of having a unique price everywhere in our 1,000 kiosks. And we have seen that we were able to gain revenues and gain even more gross margin and losing little volume. So this was a good test. We are now having a project professionally driven to have different price clusters and managing prices correctly, because we believe this is one of the key levers to enhance the profitability of the kiosk business. The third lever in the kiosk business to improve productivity is to really have a new store concept, new store format. Our store format is something like 30, 40 years old. It's very customer unfriendly. We have a new design, which will be tested in April in 4 stores. And I hope by August I will tell you that it's working and we can roll it out. So let's move on to AVEC. We'll talk about later a little bit of AVEC. AVEC, you know, is our growth initiative. Everything is in time. Everything is in line. We have 2 pilot stores working with a new concept, a new CI, a new layout, new product ranges on 2 sites close to Zurich. We have taken over the 2021 operational AVEC, which are we're under this Tevanova joint venture, so we have now 38 own stores of Tevanova, and having already 30 others of our own stores assigned to be AVEC, so we will have something like 68, and we need another 35 to go to reach our target of 100 by the end of the year, and we are very confident to reach it. And also what is new is we will test this store concept, which we believe in very very strongly in Germany. We will have in May the first test of this concept in Gelsenkirchen, which is a city in the area, in the Rhine area, north of Düsseldorf. Next area, page number 13, the logistics project you're aware of, the triple whopper, as I always call it, new location, new system, a new redesign of process for the press distribution here, all lights on green. We are moved in November to the new location. We have moved the beverages and the tobacco already there. We have the new system going live next month, and I think by the end of this month in April. And we are also testing the new press distribution concept in Mutenz in our headquarters in this month. So everything is fine there. You know, we want to save 13 million of Swiss francs and in the next years here per annual 13 million, and we are very, very confident we will achieve this. We also will improve our service levels, and we also will obviously have better throughput times for our partners from the media company, so they can deliver their product later to our place, and we can be assuring to them still to have them on time in our kiosks. On page number 14, very quickly, IT, everything is fine. We have an integrated IT now. We have a closed-loop system, inventory management system, which is important for any retailer. So we have a new HR system of SAP running, decentralizing our group IT. Big cost-saving effort again, but also a very big effectiveness lever, because we then can really use this closed-loop system to managing our inventory, to have automatic disposition, all these are things. So here, everything is on green as well. Last page on the strategy, last initiatives is page number 15. We want to enhance the leadership culture within our company, and we are bound to do so. We consolidated our 3 headquarters into 1 in Basel. We are we signed a general employment contract with the union here in Switzerland, was helped to smooth down any kind of negative emotions towards Valora, because we always were criticized because of very low wages. We have assigned, as any company these days that wants to have a code of conduct, we have designed 7 leadership principles, which we have communicated, and we will have obligatory leadership seminars for all our new managers. We have an absolutely new retail team on hand in order to ensure that we will have a retailer mentality within Valora, which is very important, that we talk about the right things, so direct product productivity, personal cost quotas, all these kind of things. So this is on hand. We have changed into a long-term incentive program for the management team, for the board, and we also synchronized the incentive system of all the management and the board. So this is just a few examples of what we have done in the last half year since we have seen us and talked to us last time in September. I hope you also have the feeling that we have the boat running, the boat is in the right direction. And now I would like to pass over to Lorenzo, who will tell you a little bit more about the good numbers of 2008.
Thomas, thanks very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to present you the key financial figures results for Valora 2008. As Thomas Vollmuller mentioned just now, the Valora Group raised its net sales in 2008 by 110 million or 3.9% to 2.9 billion. At constant exchange rate terms, our net sales growth by 5.7%. All divisions contributed to this increased turnover led by Valora Retail and Valora Media, which both increased at constant exchange rate sales by 5.8%. Trade, too, increased its at constant exchange rate sales by 3.3% in the face of challenging market conditions. A major factor in Valora sales growth was the distribution of sale of Euro 2008 articles, which generated sales by 46.1 million. The key Euro 2008 beneficiary were Valora Retail with 15.8 million of sales and Valora Media with 26.6 million. Despite the significant gains in turnover, operating costs grew less than net sales. In the face of higher wage and salary expenses, expansion costs, and increase in turnover-linked rental charges, Valora nevertheless managed to keep operating costs of 28.6% of net sales in line with 2008 figures. Operating profit before restructuring charges amount to 63.2 million versus 59.1 million in 2007. That results in line with our earlier guidance of 62 to 64 million. Our EBIT margin came in at 2.2%, also up slightly and also in line with our expectation. I would like now to turn to some key points concerning the individual divisions. And first of all, of Valora Retail at page 18. Valora Retail net sales rose 84 million in 2008, or about 5% to over 1.7 billion. The Kiosk Switzerland business unit increased sales since its turnover was up to 35 million or 3.3% on 2007 levels. Expanding operation enabled Retail Germany to post an excellent result with its local currency sale advancing 10.2% on the year. Looking at specific product categories, we see that the retail division sales growth came mostly from tobacco, up 6.4%, food up 8.4%, and non-food 28.8%. The higher tobacco sales are due to higher prices applied by the tobacco industry and increased sales volumes, particularly in wholesale. Food sale advanced partly thanks to outlets, which were undergoing refits during 2007, coming on stream during 2008, and partly because the retail division took on 21 AVEC shops from the Cevanova joint venture, which was dissolved in 2008. The increase in non-food turnover was due to sales of Euro 2008 articles by Kiosk Switzerland and wholesaling business. Gross profit at Valora Retail did not increase as much as its net sales. Overall, Valora Retail gross profit margin fell 50 basis points to 31.9%. This was partly due to the above-average increase in turnover from tobacco, which has relatively low margins, and Euro 2008, where margins were also below the divisional average. More pleasingly, despite turnover-related rent increases, higher wages cost, and expansion-related costs, the division operating cost expressed as a percentage of net sales declined by half a percentage point. As a result, Valora Retail operating profit before restructuring charges rose 2.6 million on the year to 22.9 million. A total of 11.9 million of direct restructuring costs were charged to Valora operating profit. 9.9 million of these related to reconfiguring the outlet network as part of the strategy program. Now let me go on page 19, Valora Media. Valora Media raised its net sales by 22.6 million or 4.1% to 575 million. This was a shift in an overall press market which is contracting. At constant funds exchange rate terms, the division net sales rose 5.8%. This encouraging progress is mainly attributed to the distribution of Euro 2008 items in Austria, Luxembourg, and the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland. Thanks to signing up Egmont EAPA and Market Media as new publishing clients, Valora Media Austria increased its net sales by 8.3% at constant exchange rate terms. Higher sales and improved gross profit margin enabled Valora Media to raise its operating profit before restructuring costs by 3.7 million to 28.9 million. This 30 basis point improvement in gross profit margin was driven by higher prices for foreign press products, decreased sales of lower margin products such as newspaper. Operating profit was adversely affected by higher operating costs largely relating to logistics. As part of the restructuring program, 1.4 million was charged to Valora Media operating profit for 2008. This principally relates to the cost of integrating the division wholesaling and Melisa SA operation into Media Switzerland. Now let me go on page 20, Valora Trade. In a difficult market, characterized by volatile raw material prices and market share gains by discounter, Valora Trade managed to increase net sales by 3.3% in local currency. These gains were mostly generated in Finland, where net sales rose 34%, Norway up to 16%, and Switzerland up to 5%. In both Finland and Norway, sales advanced thanks to new principal being signed up and higher turnover being generated with existing principals. Trade Switzerland higher sales are the result of success in introducing a number of new products and higher sales volume with existing partners. Valora Trade distribution business in Switzerland, Denmark and Finland all achieved record sales in 2008. Conversely, constant exchange rate sales were down in Sweden and Austria. The 4% decline in Sweden and 6% fall in Austrian sales are mainly due to principal defections. Valora Trade Division generated 76% of its sales outside Switzerland. As a result, the 3.3% gain in net sales at constant exchange rate terms was considerably eroded by the strength of the Swiss francs. Exchange rate factors reduced sales in Swiss franc terms by 29 million in 2008. Despite this, Valora Trade nevertheless managed to hold its net sales more or less steady at minus 0.4% compared to 2007. Now, let me go on page 21, restructuring costs and their composition. At 25.1 million, the effective burden on Valora operating profits is slightly below the 25.4 million we announced last year. These overall costs relate to five main projects. In logistics, a charge of 3.9 million resulted from the move to Egerkingen and the temporary duplication costs which arise from running two logistic facilities. Another 3 million has been charged for changes in organizational structure, mainly at Kiosk Switzerland and Valora Media. Moving the Bern and Wallisellen function to Muttenz costs some 4.6 million Swiss francs. The largest cost item has been the refitting of the various outlets in line with the new strategy, which costs more than 10 million. Finally, as announced, in order to ensure that Valora has the vitally necessary modern IT infrastructure it needs, a further 3.2 million has been spent. The cost incurred here should be seen as a necessary corollary of making Valora more efficient and dynamic for the future. Now, let me go on page 23 on our balance sheet. Our balance sheet remains as sound as ever. There are two main reasons for the 17.6% decline in shareholders' equity. First, there is a net charge from the share buyback program of some 18 million Swiss francs. Second, cumulative currency translation adjustments were a hefty 32 million higher than in 2007. With shareholders' equity equal to 45.1% of total assets, our equity cover remains extremely sound. Particularly in the present time, we believe that a strong equity cover and low levels of debt are very important. It is precisely because the Valora Group has both this attribute that it has such a sound and robust balance sheet structure. Thanks very much.
Okay, this is Thomas again. I'm leading you very quickly through our two new concepts because I think trying to explain new retail formats via a telephone conference is relatively difficult. So I would love to bring you only on two pages, which might give you a little trickle and good feeling on what those concepts are look like. Let's go first on AVEC, the new AVEC, as I call it, which has been developed further and which is now a much fresher product, much fresher retail brand with a much better atmosphere. If you take page 29, you see a little bit of the feeling that our new pilot stores in Kloten and Richters will have, both cities very close to Zurich. You see we have invested in freshness, we have invested also in a good press layout, we have invested in a new corporate identity, which is a little bit French, as you may say. I see there is somebody from Lagardère there, so they might feel French here. They have a bread counter, which is new fresh bread counter. So these are the things that are the new fresh ideas in the new AVEC format. We are testing it right now. We have very good resonance from our consumers, and we are going to develop it further. Let me go on the other format, which is the P&B format. On page 33, you get an impression on how this format looks like. It's in a way, re-import from our German concept called Press and Books, which you're probably aware of is quite successful. And we have even there done a few new things. We have modernized the system. We have done a new format here, which is very, very nice. We opened it last Friday, and we want to give our consumers more time and more opportunities to look for press products and for books. And the first numbers look that we have achieved our target to really raise sales in both areas. So these are the two new formats. Each of them has two stores running, and we feel very confident with those two store concepts. And if you have questions, you might want to ask them later on. So now I would like to go a little bit in our outlook on page number 37. You see that we all see that 2009 obviously is an advertised year, a difficult year. We know that this year consumer consumption is not really on the height, even though we believe that Valora and Car Kiosk in our retail system will be going through, and we will be able to achieve our 70 million, more or less 70 million EBIT that we want to achieve, and that we also achieve a 3 to 5% top line increase, obviously before foreign exchange rates. Even in spite of demanding economic conditions, we believe we will survive, and we will show you later on how we do this. The most of the cost effect will come up in the second half, so we will have a ramp-up effect until 2010. So by 2010, you see on the numbers, we want to have the 85 to 90 million next year, and which would be a 2 to 2.7 EBIT margin. How can it be that we want to achieve 70 million this year, which is an increase of about 7 million, without having a European championship in football, which, you know, has been important, and Lorenzo told you, important effect on last year's results. Well, we see that we have a 10 million cost-saving program on hand, so we will reduce IT costs and overhead costs by 10 million. We have a few million, 4 million lower one-off cost for especially consulting companies and for some other issues. And we only need 2 to 4 million top-line effects, which is not only revenue increase but also margin increase to bring us up to the 70 million. And we are quite confident so far that we achieve this, or we will achieve this. In our strategic outlook for next year, we see that we obviously will also next year continue to those 13 initiatives which we started this year. In the V1 product, in the competence program, we will sharpen our competitive edge by adding new services, new products. In the kiosk, we will expand next year with PNB after having this year hopefully a successful launch of Press and Books. We will, in V2, focus on our convenience stores. In Switzerland, after having reached the 100 in this year, we obviously want to also launch in Germany, probably also in Austria next year. In the efficiency program, we will have a lot of programs going on this year, and we will obviously have a good result of this, but in the second half of this year and next year. Here is, we just decided that we will have in April and May an external benchmarking project with the Rautakirja Group. Rautakirja Group is another Finland-based retailer who does exactly the same business as we do, so has kiosk business on one hand and press distribution on the other side in seven European countries. And we want to benchmark ourselves in order to learn from one another in purchasing, in store concepts, in IT systems, and logistics systems. So we want to see what the others have can bring to the party, and this project will be in the second quarter of this year. In the people business this year, we obviously focus a lot on enhancing leadership culture and better understanding our consumers, which next year will be then prolonged by having a value discussion in the company, as well as fully utilizing all the customer data on hand. At the end, by 2012, we told you you want to have nearly 3.5 billion francs in revenues. You want to be in this 3 to 4% EBIT bracket. We want to have the processes any retailer needs to have, starting with category management, over supply chain, IT, market research, all these kind of classical retailer processes we want to have in the next years. And by that, we hope all our stakeholders, including you as analysts and investors, will be happy, but also obviously our consumers and our partners and our employees, which is very important for us. So if you go back on page number 41, you see on one page the summary. We are now back to core business. We are a retailer. We sold all our production facilities. We are a retailer now. We initiated all the measures necessary to enhance our profitability. We talked about format adjustment. We talked about assortment adjustment. We are driving forward our convenience expansion with the two pilot stores, and we want to be sure we want to have the 100 stores by the end of this year. We are really on top of our cost. We are cost-cutting in different areas, especially in logistics and IT, but also in our headquarters. And we are just in the middle of establishing a new leadership culture within the Valora. So this is it from Lorenzo's on my side, and now we are open to your questions. Thanks a lot for listening.
The first question is from Mr. John Cox from Kepler. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are
you doing? How are things? Okay. I have a couple of questions for you. So you seem to be saying pretty categorically that there'll be no further restructuring charges. That's my first question. I wonder if you just clarify that. I'm not missing anything there at all. Secondly, just on the growth prospects, you're maintaining your target there. And I'm just wondering, you know, what are you seeing more recently in terms of sales growth through in Switzerland and through your retail network, but also maybe specifically outside of Switzerland, given the more recessionary environment? Are you seeing any trends towards a slowdown? And that leads into the question of whether you are looking to do acquisitions to meet your growth targets. You have obviously done small things previously. So my main concern is the top line more than the margin development, because to come to the actual EBIT growth assumptions you have for the next couple of years, it doesn't seem that ambitious. And just doing back of the envelope calculations, it appears that you could probably do a little bit better in terms of the operating profit. I wonder if you just maybe talk about that a little bit as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. Thanks for giving us the run on the EBIT margin, which is important for us, so we are happy with that. And if it's not ambitious enough, we are happily to overachieve on this one. So that's good. On restructuring charges, though, we really, when we were sitting together in September, we were calculating from our side what it could be. So far, we're feeling very confident that the 25 will be enough. And Lorenzo talked to you. Where it goes into logistics, which is the biggest piece we are having. It goes into the retail expansion program. We know exactly what the capital expenditures are needed there. We have this program of concentrating our headquarter, and we're having a reorganization issue in the headquarters. These are things that we're seeing right now, and I'm not seeing anything else but those four things that would need restructuring. And by doing these, I'm sure we will reach our EBIT targets, or if your belief is true, we might even overachieve it. The growth prospect is a good question. So far, the first quarter was okay. It was within our ambition. No bigger surprises. One thing that is what we're seeing is that obviously airports are down. 10% down, but all airports, Switzerland has only a few airports, so that's not the real issue. But also in Germany, we are at the Hamburg airport, for instance, or the Berlin airport. We're seeing downturns on the airports. On the other side, we're seeing good developments on the stations and on the public transports. So those are overcompensating. These are things that we're seeing. Other than that, we have small ticket items. We are impulse business. We don't see any negative developments, and we don't expect any negative developments because we talked to all our colleagues and also to Autarkia, and they are also very easy on these things. The trade business is the one which are there in Scandinavia. You know, Scandinavia is tougher off these days, so you might want to expect some negative results in Sweden, probably Denmark, but there is a negative trend there, but not within our numbers because we were able to overcompensate with new principles in those countries. So far I don't see anything. Will there something come? Well, we're all reading newspapers. We all don't know exactly where unemployment quotas go to this year, but we are relatively happy. One uncertainty obviously is currency. We always made our plans on constant currencies. I mean, if the Swiss francs continues to be stronger than the European currencies, this will have a negative impact, obviously, on our top line growth, but obviously also on the cost piece. So in the first quarter, this was a 2% negative. I don't know. We have no idea right now how it will be the next 9 months. Are we planning on acquisitions? Not for the moment. The two ones we have done in Germany amount for something between 40 and 45 million francs, which makes something between, I don't know, nearly 1.5% on our baseline. And yes, there might be acquisitions of this area coming to, but other than that, we have nothing in the pipeline.
Okay, thank you. And just to follow up on the Mutens facility, any movement on that at all, whether you're looking to actually sell it off or move out of there? Has any decision been made?
A lot of movement, but nothing I can tell you. We are very confident we will have a good solution for this. The likelihood we will stay in Mutens is high. We will, anyway, we stay in the area of Basel, that's for sure, and we are sure we want to sell off the building.
Okay, thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
Well, then I guess everything is answered. In case something is coming up to your mind, don't hesitate to ask us. I thank you very much for listening to us. I hope you stick on believing in Valora and hope to have good results for you in a half year from now. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.